praise you, Lord, precious Savior. My precious glory, hallelujah.
Phrase in the Bible, it's time for thee to work. I like that in the Psalms, I believe it is. It's time for thee to work. Well, it's time for God to work tonight, isn't it? We prayed for the meetings tonight. We prayed for the young people in the cottage and the village that God would bless their gatherings tonight. And so it sounds to me like it's time for him to work. Let's claim that. Let's thank him for what he's going to do, what he's begun already. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've heard our prayers, that you yourself have inspired them. And Lord, we believe that you are going to give an abundant answer. And you're doing that even now as we're coming together in your name. All over these campgrounds, Lord, we pray that heaven will bend low. We pray that you'll help us to touch you, Lord, and to receive your touch tonight. Lord, we believe that you are preparing us for meetings, that you're working in our hearts, you're speaking to us, you're causing us to hear just the things that we recognize that God is after in our lives. And so, Lord, tonight, open our ears, open our hearts, open our eyes, and help us to see the King high and lifted up, all and in all his glory. Oh God, Lord, sweep over this camp this evening, we pray, and minister to our deepest needs. Show forth your glory and be glorified in all that's said and done, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. It's nice to have our brother Paul back with us, and I'm glad that he could take care of some things and now to play the organ for us again. We miss that. Let us sing number 37 in our hymn books, My Wonderful Lord. Praise God. There'll be some that will be going home. I know our brother Cecil, that's it, yes. Our brother Cecil's going home tomorrow morning, so this will be the last meeting that he's with us. I know our sister Valerie is moving down to the village to continue serving God there. And I don't know if there's anyone else leaving tomorrow that I'm not aware of. Good. Stay. Okay. So let's sing number 37.
I have found a deep peace that I never had known, and a joy this world could not hold. Since I yield the control of my body and soul to my wonderful one.
the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, wonderful name. It's in the white book. Do you recall the page, Brother Paul? Okay. Number 5. Thank you, Brother Tom. Number 5 in the white book.
Oh,
Jesus, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, we worship and adore you. We bow before you, Lord, tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, bring us low before you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Send him back to California in the fullness of the blessings of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Number 8 in our white book.
Yes. fullness of thy loving heart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that there's a rest that remains to the people of God, where we cease from our own works, our own striving, trying to live the Christian life in our own strength, and we learn to rest in you and to yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit and to believe God to work in us and through us. And we're convinced that you love us and that you don't want us to fail, Lord, but you are going to make our lives what they ought to be as we learn to trust you more and ourselves less. Thank you for the peace of God that we've been enjoying here at camp. Oh, these holy times of silence where we just sense the peace of God in the depth of our soul. And you're settling those doubts and those fears and the confusion and the anxiety. They just seem to melt away as we get our eyes on Jesus and just rest in him. Pray that you'll establish that rest in our brother's life as he returns back to his work and there in California. We pray you'll cover him with your blood as he travels the distance. And Lord, we pray that he'll discover while he's home that you did more for him than he understood at this time. And Lord, we just pray that you will continue to reveal yourself to our brother Cecil. We pray that you will enable him to abide in the rest of God more and more. And Lord, we pray that in his counseling and in all of his interactions with others, that he'll discover that it's become more of Jesus and less of him. We know that's his desire, and we know that's what the world needs, more of Jesus, less of us. So bless our brother, Lord. And make him a blessing. Open doors for him of your choosing. And Lord, use him for your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Now, you don't have to be leaving tomorrow to say something. So if the Lord's put something on your heart, feel free. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want the Lord to have his way in the meeting. And I'm sure I'll come up with something to say somewhere along the way. But this is your opportunity. Amen. Praise God.
Oh, thank God. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, oh, I am.
Assembly of God Church growing up out on Long Island, and they used to sing a song which I don't hear anywhere else. I don't know if they still sing it. I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the beauty of our King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. I'm tired too. That's why I'm crying. Yeah. Praise God. Well, we do see the beauty of Jesus in you, Valerie, and we trust, we're going to believe with you that Jesus will shine, continue to shine more and more as you work among the young ladies, the counselors, and other workers. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Sister Minerva, will you pray with us for us? Valerie? Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, how you have helped our sister Valerie this week.
Yes,
and our laborers, Lord, we know they're long hours and sometimes very tough. And we thank you, Lord, how you have strengthened her and you have helped her all week.
Yes.
And now, Lord, we pray that you will give her fresh oil, give her fresh strength, anoint her, Lord Jesus. We pray that you will minister to her in this evening, that as her desire is, that she would shine for Jesus, that she would be like Jesus.
Thanks.
And Lord, that you will cause her life to be a reflection through her actions, through her words, in dealing with the girls and talking with them, even worshiping with them. We pray, Lord, that you would bless her abundantly and minister through her as you minister to her. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for her life. And we trust you, Jesus, that you will make her a blessing. And that, Lord, in turn, that these girls will be affected, Jesus, in the long run, because they see Jesus in her. In thy precious name we ask. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Sometimes it's good to be tired. Then we get out of the way, and Jesus has to do the work. I remember a story. My brother Hans Walfogel, he was ministering in Fredericksburg, Virginia. That was my first church that I had opportunity to serve in, but this was way before my time. And he had a stroke of some sort, from what I understand. And so Brother Edwin, his nephew, was called to come down and get him, help him. And so Edwin comes down. Now, Edwin was very close to his uncle, and as he was trying to help his uncle was so unusually polite and sweet. And, oh, thank you, Edwin. He said, Uncle Hans didn't have to thank me for all these things that I did. I'm his nephew, and, you know, I've been working with him for a long time. But all of a sudden, he's become so gentle and sweet and loving. He couldn't figure it out. He told it to Brother Gardner, and Brother Gardner said, well, when his body and his natural forces became weak, then what Jesus was doing in his heart began to shine out more fully. And God was making him more like Jesus, and when he was weak, then Jesus could shine out more. Does that make sense to anybody? I don't know. It seemed to work. And, you know, God works on the inside first. And God is always doing more for you on the inside than you realize. God wants us to believe that. We don't see what God is doing in people all the time. But you be patient with them, and you have faith, and you give them time, and you'll begin to see what God is doing. And he's doing a wonderful work in us. When that change takes place and we'll be like him, it's because he's developed his image in us. And now he's removed the obstacles, and what God has wrought in us will shine forth and fill the world with glory. Praise God. And so every once in a while you need to thank God. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in me. Lord, you know, I see the outside, I see all my faults and shortcomings, but Lord, I know that you are working in me as you have promised. And Lord, that which is inside me is going to find its way out somewhere along the way. And so teach me to get out of your way and let Jesus and his beauty be seen in my life more perfectly. Amen. Brother George told me that he and his wife, Elizabeth, have a song for us tonight. And I was thinking, we haven't had a special song in all the time that I've been here. So we're going to change that tonight. Thank you.
This song is written by William Booth. William Booth. Who knows who William Booth is? Was. William Booth? Founder of the Salvation Army, yes. Okay, part B. What is the motto of the Salvation Army?
Soap.
Soup
and salvation.
There you go.
That's not what I know.
Oh. That's part B.
That's part C, I guess. It's blood and fire. Blood and fire.
That's good.
Blood. Blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Spirit. During prayer meeting this afternoon, one of the ladies was praying. She was praying in Chinese mostly. I didn't understand. But at the end, she started speaking in some English. And she was calling for fire. Fire. fire on the young people. Lord, send the fire. I think that's what she said. This song is called Send the Fire.
Praise God. Amen.
Thou Christ, the burning, cleansing flame, send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. Thy blood bought fifth today we claim, send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. Look down and see this waiting host, give us the promise, Holy Ghost. We want another Pentecost. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. God of Elijah, hear our cry. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. He'll make us fit to live or die. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. To burn up every trace of sin, to bring the light and glory in. The revolution now begin. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. 'Tis fire we want and fire we plead. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. The fire will meet our every need. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. For strength to ever do the right, for grace to conquer in the fight, for power to walk the world in white. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire.
Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.